Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, world, and welcome to Realty Universal Radio, the fastest hour in radio, no doubt about it. I'm Randy Zachary, and this is a show about real estate, about God, about life, about giving back, about being the change in the world that you'd like to see. I'm privileged to bring to you Natalie Mullinex and Realty Universal, a company dedicated to excellence. Realty Universal is a revolution founded on a very simple principle. We believe sellers and buyers should have choices. We have been a pioneer in the menu program system. More on that, of course, a little later. Natalie Mullinex, president and founder of Realty Universal, averaged over $80 million a year in sales. Natalie has been in the top 1% in the country for over 25 years and number one in Hawaii for 2 years prior to stepping back to building Realty Universal. She's an accomplished speaker, writer, consultant, trainer, and, oh, by the way, mother. She travels worldwide, literally, spreading the gospel, if you will, of Realty Universal. And she joins us now. Hey, Natalie.
Hey, hey. It's so good to be here in Hawaii. So good to do another show. And the weather's beautiful. And happy holidays. We're doing this at the time of year that is for a special show. Typically, our first half is real estate, and our second half is about self-help, motivation, God, anything to bring you up and help you in life. Today, I am so honored to bring our guest, Osama Murata, and I'm so thrilled. So what we're going to do today is our whole show is going to be totally interviewing and speaking with Osama, talking about the Nishi system, talking about health. Oh, and I'm really excited, and we are going to post this for our holiday show here in December, and it's going to be a wonderful, wonderful thing. So if you'd like to email any questions also, you can to radio@realityuniversal.com. The call-in number is 347-945-5428. And today we are going to talk about so much. And if you're listening to this to later in the future, as many of our archive listeners do, and you want to get information on the products or information, and we're not here to sell anything at all today. We're literally just talking about health and Osama, and when you hear the rest of this show, you'll see what I mean. But if you want to get more information, you can go call or you can email radio@realityuniversal.com and also go to contact us. So now I would like to introduce Osama Murata.
Hi, Natalie. Thank you for inviting me. I'm very happy to be here.
This is so wonderful. And today we're going to discuss the Nishi system. And Osama Murata right here is 87 years old, you don't mind me saying.
Yes.
And he has incredible longevity. He has so much energy and go-to, and we're going to get into that today, that I just felt like the world needs to hear about this. The world needs to hear about just normal everyday living, what you can do to change your life. And Osama's family has used the Nishi systems for years and years and years. And his mom lived to, what, the ripe age of 100?
100 years.
Oh, my God.
My auntie lived up to 99. And my uncle lived up to 93.
Wow.
Doing the Nishi health system.
It's just incredible, incredible. Oh, my gosh, we're going to dig in. So we're going to take a real quick break and come right back.
A few words for a successful life.
Always ask why.
Why?
Tell the truth.
All the time.
Why?
Write thank you notes.
Eat right, sleep right.
And exercise.
If you don't like your job, change it.
Why?
Be creative every day.
Take a fun trip.
You don't always have to do things fast.
These motivating thoughts from Randy Pausch's last lecture remind each of us to live our dreams.
Can I go now? My dog wants to play.
Oh, yeah. Play with your dog.
And with your kids.
Motivation. Pass it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at Values.com.
We are back. So now we're bringing on Osama Murata.
Murata.
And Murata. I've known you for years, and I said that. I can't believe. So we're bringing it up from Hawaii and going to discuss the Nishi system and longevity, and this is going to be so much fun. And so, Osamu, tell me, I've known you now since 1999, and I am so proud to know you. And I've just been amazed at your health. Your health is, you're 87 years old, and you keep going and going and going, mm-hmm. and you take no medicine whatsoever, right?
Right. I've never taken any medication.
That's amazing. And, you know, so many people have blood pressure medicine and have problems at young ages. And I was always wondering, and we've known each other for a long time, how you do it. And you've told us a lot of it has to do with, you know, the Nishi system. And so I'm thrilled today that we're bringing our guest, you, to talk about you and life and suggestions. And we're going to put this in at the holiday time because there's no better time than now to bring this gift to our audience. And so tell me a little bit about your life first. So you're born and raised in Hawaii?
Yes, I was born and raised in Hawaii. And my parents are from Japan. They migrated to Hawaii. And this is where I was born.
Wow, this is... And so you actually, you went to college on the mainland and came back?
I went to the University of Hawaii and then went on to Ohio State.
And then after that... What did you do? I think I heard.
After that, I went into real estate business in Waikiki.
Wow. And I know you told me this story years ago after the World War II.
Yes.
And this is huge. You actually did interpreting?
Yes. After my graduation from high school and one semester at the university, I was drafted into the Army and was sent to Monterey, where they had the intelligence service. Language school, and I took a six-month course in Japanese, and I was sent to Japan as an interpreter.
Wow. Your parents always spoke fluent Japanese, too, right? And
yes,
you're very fluent in it.
They spoke Japanese, mainly.
Yeah. Wow. Thank you so much for serving like that, because that must have been a tough time with the way the military, how what happened with this World War II and
yes,
what was happening with
yes.
Japanese in America.
Right.
That definitely was and your mom went back and forth constantly, and you still have relatives in Japan?
Yes, we have relatives in Japan. I have cousins. I have a lot of friends in Japan, yeah.
Wow. And you did the real estate, I think you did here at what for 19, what was it?
1980, around there.
Wow, and you were a top broker agent, didn't you? Did lots and lots of deals back in
My clients, thanks to my U.S. military intelligence language school, I was able to sell a lot of properties to the Japanese. Yeah.
Wow, you were back in the days when they were doing so much developing. In Honolulu,
right,
Waikiki,
right.
Harito. I think you worked with, was it Harito?
Right.
And, wow. And all this time, you just, it's amazing. You actually just continue, just an amazing person. You've stuck with this Nishi system, and you said your mom had used the Nishi system.
Parents first heard Nishi when he came to Hawaii to introduce his health method in, I think, mid-30s, before the war.
Wow.
World War II.
That was, and so they, what did they do? They started using it, or what did they?
Yes, they became very interested, and my parents had a store, a general merchandise store, and they dealt with the workers on the Eva Plantation Sugar Company.
Wow.
And they began to introduce that Nishi health system. And in those days, the wages were so low, you know, they couldn't afford to go to the doctor. So this was ideal for them because it was very cheap. Yeah.
Wow.
And they could do it at home. Yeah.
It's become a lifestyle. Oh, it's so interesting. You were telling me about your dad before, where he actually started. This was before credit cards were being used.
Right, right.
He started giving people what work people
could,
loans.
Yeah, they could charge, buy groceries, and some of them they had about 10, 15, children, and
wow.
And they were earning $1 a day in those days, way back.
Wow.
So they couldn't afford to feed their families, actually. So they used to, my father used to let them charge credit.
Oh, that's cool. And you started, I know you started when you got into real estate, you actually did some developing, and you've actually built homes that some of your family still live in to this day.
Yes. And my father bought about 5 acres of land, and I helped put in homes that were in the way of the freeway.
Yeah, but it's funny, in Hawaii here in the real estate world, we build properties on such, homes on such small tracts of land.
Yeah.
5,000 square foot,
yeah.
Right? And so 5 acres,
yeah,
could put quite a few homes.
Right, right, right. And most of our first tenants were military families, Air Force families.
Oh, that's so
yeah.
Good. You have a long history of giving back and serving. And you do. It's wonderful. I think it came from your parents,
yeah,
and family. And on the Nishi system, I was reading here, it actually, Nishi, Katsuzo?
Katsuzo Nishi.
Nishi. Katsuzo.
He was a doctor, not a medical doctor, but an engineering doctor.
Oh, okay. And I was reading that he started the system in 1927, and apparently he was really sickly as a young child.
I understand he was very sickly, and he came from a family of doctors, but none of them could help him with his health. So he began reading all kinds of medical books, religious books, Sanskrit, Bible, and he got a lot of information of what people in the past did when they were ill.
I wonder how the Bible tied in. Is it because
yeah,
of what
yeah.
we're taught in the Bible, too?
Yeah, yeah. I don't know, but he read all the religious books, and he studied a lot of writings of the German doctors and
really?
Got a lot of ideas from
I noticed he was told that he might not live past the age of 20. He was so sickly and weak. It
yeah,
said that
yeah.
he, they gave him a death sentence by a well-known physician, actually said, I'm quoting this on the Nishi USA site. It said, this young fellow, I am sorry to say, will never reach the age of 20. And he lived to be a nice old age. Amazing. I'm so thrilled with this because for listeners, and we have a lot of archive listeners, again, if you want to get information, contact information, later you can email radio@realityuniversal.com or go to our site and fill out the contact us. But the information that we're giving today, I just felt like it's so imperative, and we're going to take up our whole show instead of splitting it in half today to discuss this and Osamu's life, and he is,
yeah.
Wait to hear some of the testimonies I'm going to be able to give you. Is amazing, and 87 years old, too.
By the way, he came to introduce a Nishi system the year I was born, 1927. I'm lucky.
It's so
yeah.
fun. You're so blessed.
Yeah, yeah,
and your
blessed,
whole family started using it from a young age.
To be able to live healthy to this age. 87.
Wow.
I don't have any headaches, so I don't take medication,
It's amazing to me, amazing. And I've known Osamu since 1999, and I can attest to this, for 15, 16 years.
Mm.
I mean, it's amazing. So tell us some of the things that you do with the Nishi system. It involves diet?
He always said it's important what you take in to the body, and that will depend on how long you can live. Yeah,
we use so much sugar here in the United States, don't we?
He was very very serious about warning us not to take sweets or sweet drinks and oily food, yeah, as much as possible.
What about olive oil? Is that good, olive oil?
Oh, yeah, he didn't say nothing about the olive oil, but about the deep-fried foods, yeah,
mm-hmm.
He warned us against fruit juices, yeah, because of the sugar content.
When you look
and
at
the acid, yeah.
Half a gallon of orange juice,
yeah,
is
yeah.
Like odorous amount of sugar,
yeah,
in
yeah.
It, doesn't it?
Yeah,
orange.
Yeah, yeah.
And so the sugar is really bad, and so do you drink lots of water?
Yeah, he said water is the best medicine.
That,
yeah.
And
it has no sugar and no fat.
And do you eat much red meat, or what kind of diet do you have?
I am not a meat eater. When I was young, I used to love my meat, but I don't. After about 40, I stopped eating too much food. I mean, meat, yeah.
You didn't, but chicken, fish?
Yeah, if I have to have something, chicken or turkey, yeah.
And lots of vegetables. And just
and,
want our
and,
listeners to hear
yeah.
kind of what an average diet would be for you
yeah.
in the day. What
and,
would your diet be?
And I love fish.
You love
you
fish?
You know. And Nishi really said that fish is very good for your health, yeah. And vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
Drinking a lot of water. And exercising.
Now, that brings me to a point. I've heard you say this, and I'm starting to try it, that breakfast, Nishi said breakfast is supposed to be like a fast, like a break,
yeah, yeah.
fast, the word means?
And cleaning your system.
So what? Tell us, what does that mean? Breakfast is like because...
So he used to say that the English breakfast is breaking out your fast, yeah?
Yeah.
And most of the religious people, I understand, don't eat until around 11 o'clock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you actually, you had told me that what you actually, so you sleep all night. When you wake up, you don't have breakfast.
No.
And
just
you have
water, yeah.
For how long? Is it? When do you eat breakfast? A couple hours later? Or?
After 11, he recommended. That
if you're waking up at what?
Yeah.
That means waking up at 6, 7? I'm just wondering if you two to wait 3 hours or 4 hours.
Well, you mean what time I get
yeah,
up in
like
the morning?
Yeah, like if you're, no, I'm
oh.
just saying, so if somebody says, hey, I'm going to try this in the morning,
yeah, yeah.
I'm not going to eat breakfast first.
Yeah.
We've always heard breakfast is your most important meal of the day.
Yeah.
I mean, we hear that all the time here.
Yeah, yeah, but according to Nishi, that you should fast in the morning, clean the system, because you sleep all night, right, about eight hours, and you have all that energy, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. But you are dehydrated in the morning, so drink water, at least 3 cups.
So 3 cups would be 3 8-ounce cups or 6-ounce cups? I mean, just for an average.
Well,
you know, people
I don't
hear,
know. He
do you
just
say
said
you drink 3 cups?
Glass
like right water. When you get up. You don't wait. You just drink 3 cups?
Yeah, 3 cups of
and
water.
Then wait a few hours
yeah.
before you eat.
But he said they wait in the 30s, yeah. But recently we have a health club, Nishi Health Club in Honolulu. And the president, who's Florence Sakai, gave us an article written by a presented, doctor, and he said the same thing Nishi told us about 30,
oh.
I mean, way back in the 30s, yeah?
Yeah. Because you always think, I think with small children, you're going to say, okay, you have to eat breakfast. You put something in your stomach, but... I guess, it makes sense that we're dehydrated
yeah, yeah,
from
yeah.
sleeping all night.
Yeah.
And that's wow. So diet, so your diet, you take fruits and vegetables or?
Fruit and not too much. He didn't recommend too much vegetable because of feet and that acid.
So
he was really adamant about, was against taking too much sugar. It's
yeah.
what's the most harmful to the body, sugar and
because I wonder if fruits and vegetables,
fat.
We have the vegetables we need to eat. The fruits have sugar, but they're natural sugar, right? And then the
yeah.
vegetables are,
But he warned us against too much, the syrup and stuff like that.
Mm. That
yeah.
makes sense. And then do you, so I know then, and... What type of exercises does he usually, there were so many exercises, right? And you can, yeah. Anybody can Google this too. The NISHI system is N-I-S-H-I system. And the inventor was Katsuzo Nishi, K-A-T-S-U-Z-A, I guess it is, yeah. O-A-O, K-A-T-S-U-Z-O-N-I-S-H-I. Amazing stuff. So, okay, exercises. You've told me before about somebody, if you have vertigo, what helps you?
Yeah, by shaking your heart, lifting your heart, shaking and the spinning stops. I was just shocked that the NISHI system is very simple but effective. I went to my doctor and I said, can you help me with the vertigo? He said, no, it's no cure. Then I thought about shaking my hand every time my head starts spinning. And
you didn't
get
it anymore?
It would stop, go away.
So you didn't have it anymore?
Yeah.
Wow.
And he started all kinds of exercises, Oriental, Western, Oriental. And he came a set of exercises that are most helpful to your body.
I know, because I was telling a friend of mine, too, that you were telling me before. So you take your hands. You're going to take your hands and just shake them on top of your head.
Yeah, right,
okay.
Right.
That's an exercise, but that's something you should do every day, right?
Yeah,
have you been doing it for your whole life or
now
pretty much?
Yeah,
and then
I do it every day.
And then there's another exercise where you lay on your back.
On the back and lift up your hands straight up and your feet up and then shake.
So you kind of look like a dog on his back or a cat on their back, right, with the paws. You kind of look like
straight,
a four-legged animal,
right?
So that's funny.
And I find that the most healthiest exercise,
So that every day, do you do it morning and night?
Every day,
Wow, because that's I'm looking on the site here, and it says some points of the NISHI system. No more disease is a slogan of the NISHI medicine. Disease is a symptom or cure. It says the heart is not a pump, but the sac or tank. And I guess when you look at it like that. When you raise your hands above your head and you start shaking, right, that's helping your heart and helping the flow. So that's the purpose of that exercise, right? Because because of the way your blood flows. And you need to bring your hands up. Just like when we hurt our legs we're supposed to elevate our legs because they want the blood flow above our heart, right? They want our legs higher than our heart. Like if you have to have, if you get cramped legs or they're worried about clots, so I'm just wondering, when I was reading about it, if you put your legs and all that above you, it sounds like the NISHI system, with all his learning and training, he was really brilliant in figuring out that, our gravity, the level, I mean, it all has to do with, and our spine, we're going to get into that in a couple minutes.
Yeah, right.
That it sounds like he was brilliant figuring out that we need balance, real balance, like we... And I tend to think in the U.S., I mean, I know I eat too much, and I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
Because we tend to kind of overindulge, right, at times, and hurt our bodies. So this says, the heart is not a pump, but the sac or tank. The prime blood mover lies in the capillary network. The secret of health is, in short, the way to the one. Every human being is a living tetradon integrated as the one by the four primary elements, namely skin, nutrition, limb, and mind. Heart tonic is danger to life. Shake the injured limb held higher than the heart level and the wound will instantly be healed. That's amazing.
Yeah, what I experienced once, I took rubbish to the rubbish dump and I was pulling out the rubbish and a broken Coke bottle fell on my leg, and then the blood started spilling out, and so I suddenly went on my back and shake up my feet and hands, and it stopped.
Wow.
The bleeding stopped.
You didn't have to tie it up or anything.
Any medicine. I didn't go to the doctor.
You didn't have to tie a tourniquet on it. You mean it just stopped because you
raised the level? Look at that. You don't see any
mark. No, not at all.
On my leg.
Wow. That's amazing. We're in Hawaii here, and in Hawaii we don't wear shoes half the time, so I can see Osama's leg really quickly.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just making that. That's amazing. You no tourniquet, no Band-Aid. You just put your...
Yeah, no Band-Aid.
Wow.
It's amazing, you know? The shaking is tremendous. It circulates the blood, I guess, yeah?
Yeah. It says, do not be afraid of hypertension. The Glomus is an emergency controller. Health, freedom from disease, longevity, and internal youth depend entirely on wise and proper application, utilization of skin, nutrition, limb, and mind. So the nutrition, of course, and with the body is dehydrated. Now, I want to put one thing out there. Sometimes they say, because I probably drink at least 8 to 12 ounces of water, 8 to 12, I drink 8 to 12 16-ounce bottles of water a day.
Yeah.
So I'm drinking quite a lot. But you have to be careful that you don't drink too much, because it has happened where people have drowned from too much water, you know, But your 8 to 12 glasses a day should be pretty
safe, right?
Or a little bit. I do
just
a little
in
bit
the
more.
Morning you can drink 3 glasses continuously. But rest of the day you should sip on the water as much as possible.
Just try to do that's
and coming back to the shaking, one of a military family had a daughter, her name was Celestia, and they went back to mainland. And a few years ago, she called me to tell me that her mother has passed away. And
aww.
In her belongings, she found my address, so she called me.
Aww.
And what she told me is that, you remember, you told me when I hurt my hand or, you know, shake. And she told me it works every time she, you know, that hurt her arms, the shaking.
Wow.
So really,
you actually have a Nishi
equipment.
What does the machine do? Just make your whole body go up and
down? Yeah, there's all different kinds of machines. I mean, exercise that you, several kinds of exercise.
Wow. Now all of this you can see on the internet. You can get you can look at pictures of the techniques and the exercises.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing I've noticed when it comes to, when it comes to this with the exercises, getting into our spines really need to stay straight. And so many people with age, spine just naturally starts curving. And, I mean, Osama, your spine is as straight as a board. I mean, you are completely straight. And you're 87 years old. It just amazes me.
And my friend told me that all her woman friends who did the Nishikim, they were straight. They walked straight. Their body was straight.
Wow. It's amazing. Now, here it says, besides exercises, Nishi also recommended methods making use of implements like a hard half-cylinder pillow designed to keep the cerebral vertebrae in the ideal position from a structural standpoint, and a flat sleeping platform, a flatboard, designed to do the same for the vertebrae of the spinal column. He also recommended the use of a hand-touch healing method equivalent to what's known today as Chinese Kiko method, using the flat of the hand. Combining these six basic methods with fasting therapy intended to prevent the harmful effects of constipation and regular use of magnesium hydroxide as a laxative constitutes the fundamentals of the Nishi Shiki health method. So I'm touching on a couple items here. I love to sleep with 2 or 3 pillows. Okay, so I cannot imagine. Mm-hmm. We have one of the cylinders here that Osama's been sleeping using as a pillow for most of his life. I wish I could show you a picture here, but it's actually probably about 9 inches wide, and it has a circular shape so that your neck can lie on it. And to me, I'm like, what? Lay on that? Are you kidding? Because I'm used to 2 or 3 pillows. Don't you toss and turn? Or?
No, you don't, mysteriously. At first, it's hard to get accustomed to sleep on a wooden, but after a while, it's really, you sleep soundly.
But on your back, because I like to sleep on my side or my stomach. But you.
Really emphasize the spine was very important to keep it straight. Yeah.
Wow.
When you sleep.
That's amazing. Yeah. And you dream, right? This doesn't make you sleep sound. That you don't wake up feeling tired.
No.
And then there's also a board that you can use. But you do you sleep on the board or?
Yeah, on a very hot, stiff bed.
So you have a board under the mattress, or?
My sister has, but I don't.
Ah, okay. So you.
But I used to sleep on the board, but I bought a bed that's really stiff, and I sleep on it.
Wow.
Actually, the wooden bed is better.
I just can't imagine sleeping in one position all night. So you have to almost stay still. You can't really move around.
Yeah. But, you say you sleep with a lot of bed, but
pillows,
after you become accustomed to the wooden pillow, you won't be able to sleep on the because it's too soft.
Really? I have to try that. Because it's amazing how straight your back is. I have to mention something about Osamu, too. I've known him for years now, and he had built family homes for his family in what they call the country, if you're not familiar with Hawaii. But now I don't call it so much the country years later, but it's still much more country than down in Honolulu, out on the Ewa side, outside of Ewa Beach. And they still have some of the family homes, right? And so Osamu, after living in Waikiki for 20 years, decided to come back just in, was it October? Or just about 3 months?
October, yeah.
Okay, so he comes back and he's going to live with one of his sisters who also does the Nishi system, and she's 85. So he comes back, and Osama's driven very well constantly for years. And within a week of coming back to his sister's, he had a car accident, but it's a long ways to go. It's about an hour and a half, and he has lots of activities. I mean, you right now do what? Every day you have, exercise, singing?
Every morning we do the exercise.
And you
basic exercises.
And you get it, and you sing also in a very professionally. You sing
not professionally, but
your voice is professional.
Go to the care homes and hospitals to entertain the patients.
And you every
with
week
with my singing friends.
And then you have a harmonica group.
Yes, harmonica group. Yeah.
And so all these activities are close to Waikiki, and when you moved over here, you moved over to the other side.
Yeah.
You, within a week, had a car accident.
Right.
And I know you're coherent to drive.
Yeah, I know you. Yeah.
But your family said, please don't drive, right? Because they're worried.
Yeah.
So you agreed to give up driving.
Yeah.
And I cannot believe it has not stopped you one bit.
I'm still keeping up with all my activities. So.
And you would think, one would think that you'd have to have people driving you around. No. And here in Oahu has one of the best transportation systems in the country. You can get on the bus anywhere and go anywhere, but it's going to take you time. And they cut back some of the stops, so you have to walk a little bit of a distance. You actually are doing this consistently, aren't you?
Yeah.
And haven't stopped. And that, to me, that's amazing. I get tired at my age. I get tired after a little bit. You just seem like the Energizer Bunny, and you keep going and going and going.
Mm-hmm.
So you would tell me you leave in the morning and come back early evening?
Yeah, some days, mornings I get up at 4 o'clock and catch the 5 o'clock bus. And I have on Wednesday, I do that. I have an 8 o'clock folk song class and a karaoke class in the 12 noon.
Oh, my gosh. That's amazing.
But, about the harmonica, I can't quit because I helped my client, who one of the clients from Japan. He said he wanted to teach harmonica, so I told him, Hawaii, it's ukulele, not harmonica.
Yeah.
But he kept on insisting that he want to teach harmonica. So after several,
Wait, how long ago was this?
This was about 15 years ago, yeah?
Yeah.
And he said, you don't have to find people who play harmonica. Maybe it's better to start with people who don't know how to play harmonica because they don't have bad habits, so
right.
They don't play it by ear, yeah?
Yeah.
And so I I went to my karaoke class. He asked me to recruit some students for him, and I got eight of them. I told him I couldn't find too many people, only eight. He said, "Oh, that's good enough as a starter." And eventually, he had to go back to Japan. But one of his students who were playing harmonica when he was a young boy continued his.
It says 15 years later, and you're still doing it every week.
Yeah, and you know, when I told him there's nobody that plays harmonica in Hawaii, today we have 85 players in two groups.
Yes, that's fantastic. That's fantastic.
So I told our instructor that I cannot quit until you quit.
That's amazing. We're here because I thought we needed to come because these classes are like every morning. He does not miss this at all.
Yeah,
he does not miss it.
Yeah.
So that's why we did this. We did it, schedule it a little bit differently because you're so diligent with your classes.
Yeah.
It's amazing, Osamu, amazing. And so where you go, you have to actually walk a little ways to get to the bus too, right?
Oh, not too long, yeah.
No, you've got a good little ways and up a hill, like a road hill. He says it like it's just like, oh, no big deal. It's just a little suburb. He's 87 years old.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of people that are 47 years old that wouldn't walk around and up the hill like he does on this road to get to the bus. It's amazing to me. And I really, really believe, I've known you, and I really believe this Nishi system, the way of life and the way that you've conducted your life and how you're very disciplined in what you eat, what you do not eat. Now, you'll have a sweet here and there. You'll have a piece of pie here and there, right? Or you'll have something. But you wouldn't do it all the time, right? You're very disciplined.
Occasionally. Sweets are not too good. I mean, desserts and all that.
Yeah.
Not at our age, at least.
Oh, it's just amazing to me that you, what you've done with all this. So we with the Nishi system. Okay, so we've got the exercise, and who else does it? Your sister does it, and you said there's an organization in Hawaii, and I guess.
Oh,
I know what I wanted to talk to you and ask you about. You mentioned to me before about the hospital, in the Nishi Hospital.
Oh
what
yeah.
Is that? Tell us a little
I think there are three hospitals in Japan. And my mother used to go to the one, it's Watanabe Byoin in Tokyo. Every 10 years, I understand if you go there for 1 month, then you can prolong your life. At least you're going to live 10 years longer.
That's amazing.
But she lived up to 100, yeah?
Wow.
Yeah.
100 years old.
Yeah. And you know, the hospital took in all the patients who... The doctors say they cannot help them. And my sister went with my mother on one occasion, and when she came back to me, she told me that it's amazing. No medication, no vaccination, no x-rays.
Wow.
It's just the proper food, exercise. And they took a daily hot and cold bath, 1 minute.
Oh, you,
yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
One minute cold, one. And that helps the body to eliminate
the circulation
carbon monoxide from the body.
Really? Do you do that in the shower or is that in the tub?
In the tub, actually. But I use it with my shower.
You do it with the shower?
Yeah.
So give us an example of how you do that if someone says, hey, I want to try this. Now, we believe in doctors. Everybody believes in doctors and medicine and all that. But this is an addition. You know, if somebody needs something, you want to still do what you're supposed to do. But, give us an example, the hot, cold. Do you start hot, end on cold?
Hot, cold. You go into with the cold and come out on the cold. 1 minute.
Oh my! I don't think I can do it. I cannot. I can't even stand cold pools. I can't stand cold water.
And then he had this naked bat. You go take out your clothes, go nude, and cover, and that helps the body clean.
Oh no! How do you do that? So, I can't stand cold water. I don't like cold water for a pool or even a shower.
Yeah, but it takes longer with a naked nudity bat.
So do you do that in the morning and at night, the hot, cold? So if you take a shower, or when you get in the shower, you do it.
I do it just once in the morning.
So, okay, so cold, hot.
Yeah, go in the cold shower first.
Hot, warm, like warm.
Warm, yeah.
And then how many times?
About 7 times. So.
Oh, gosh. That seems so uncomfortable to me, but I'll have to try it. I just think it sounds uncomfortable.
He said that he used to say that the pores breathes, yeah? Yeah.
Yeah.
And you go in the cold, it pushes out the internal.
Wouldn't it seem to me it makes sense to, like how we maybe steam our faces, make sense to steam our body to open the pores and then do the cold? But you're saying do cold first?
Cold, yeah.
Ooh.
I don't know why, but they say cold and come out on the cold, yeah?
That's
because
amazing.
When you come out in the cold, I remember what he said, when you go out on the cold, the pores closes.
But
if you go on the hot, and if it's cold outside, you're going to catch cold.
Yeah.
Because the pores are open.
That makes a lot of sense. Wow. It's, I don't like cold weather, but I'm going to try. I mean, cold anything, but I have to try it. Interesting. Now, also, he was saying vitamin C and magnesium are really important to add to our diet, right? And you said, do you take the magnesium or milk of magnesia or just, what do you take for the?
Daily.
You take it daily?
Yeah.
And do you take any specific type or just?
This is manufactured in Japan. He found that this magnesium in Japan is much better than American brand.
I wonder why.
Yeah.
Why?
He said something about the glue that keeps the magnesium and the water in the content separate.
Wow.
Doesn't mix too well.
Oh, okay. So the premise is, and vitamin C, do you take vitamin C?
Yeah, vitamin C. There's a place in Japan that raises persimmon leaves, and he's found that it has it's the most richest in vitamin C.
Persimmon tea.
Yeah.
So you can take persimmon. Do you drink that morning, day,
every
night,
day,
or
every day? Oh,
now, I love to when I'm working on projects or I'm working.
Yeah.
I love to drink a lot of tea.
Yeah.
Versus the coffee, and I can't really have caffeine. So do you think there's caffeine in that?
He didn't think coffee is good for your health, but. He said, if you must have it, at least put some cream in it.
What about, is this caffeinated, I wonder, if it has caffeine in it?
No, I don't think so. This is persimmon, not tea. I mean, not the green tea.
Persimmon. Wow. And you get this from Japan?
Yeah.
Mm, where in Japan?
In Kagawa-ken Prefecture.
Mmm. Smells good. But I mean, so if you wanted to have, because I love tea, hot tea, would it be okay to have 6 or 8 cups a day, or is that too much?
I don't know. Anything, no matter how good, in excess is not too good,
that's
Dr. Nishi said, yeah.
Not in excess,
I think,
not too good.
Yeah, moderate.
Yeah, because I'm drinking the water all the time. But
one thing that have affected me most is that, the doctors, they don't know the part. They don't teach nutrition in medical college at that time.
Right.
So they don't know nothing about what food plays in the person's health. So.
Wow.
And that's why he used to say that, at that time, the surgeries were 95% unnecessary. So. He warned us, be careful when your doctor advises you for surgery. Ask for second, third opinion.
Oh, that's so smart. And that back when he was doing all this, I mean, back we everything was completely, when somebody's sick, then they fix you. They weren't doing the preventive medicine that they're trying to do more of, but yeah.
And also I remember distinctly that the doctors cannot help you the most common flus and all that. They have no. The only thing they can give you is medication, surgery.
That's upsetting.
Yeah.
And I know
it's
now it's
unfortunate.
Starting to change. It's changing more now.
Because you have to be very careful. Once you cut part of your body, you're not the same. Yeah.
No, because
yeah,
the body
yeah,
doesn't
yeah,
react?
Yeah.
You mean when you cut?
Yeah,
you think?
Yeah. So he used to say that the surgeons play the important role when you are born with, you know, handicap or, you know,
yeah,
or in an accident, yeah, when they have surgery. But otherwise, you have to be careful why he's telling you that you must have surgery.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's and
yeah,
you know, it's amazing.
Yeah.
I think God made such miraculous bodies of ourselves that they can heal.
Yeah.
And we do beat ourselves up.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, between stress, environment, what we eat, lack of exercise. I mean, our bodies can't take that. It's not it's a temple. We really need to take better care.
And I often wonder why does doctors are not, you know, advising the patient to eat healthier.
Yeah,
and they don't tell them.
To now
they're
more.
They're not telling them to not drink soda. Yeah.
Oh, soda's terrible.
That's one of the worst things. Yeah, for the body. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
And you have that aspartame that's in a lot of it.
Yeah,
that's really bad for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. All that sugar. You're right. It's definitely it's very, very bad. Well, I was looking on the site that says the disease is accepting congenital complaints, might be classified into four major groups according to their causes, namely mechanical, biological, toxicological, and deficiency. And it's true. There's so much from our environment. You know, there's things we're putting in our body, what we're deficient of, not having enough vitamin C, enough water, right, magnesium, calcium. About calcium. Now, I've loved yogurt for years, and you said, no, don't eat a lot
of
yogurt.
Sugar.
It's because of the sugar? Okay.
My friend was taking that every day, she told me. And I told him, that's your problem. She was going to the doctor all the time.
Wow. This is
and
amazing.
And now she's okay now, and she's walking a lot better now.
Wow. There's so much information. We could do hours and hours on this. We could do a 3-day workshop on this.
So in Nishi system, I like it because you can help yourself. You can do it yourself. Yeah, with a willpower, enough willpower.
Wow. Yeah, with enough willpower.
Yeah.
It's got. So the 6 rules of hygiene and therapy of Nishi medicine. If we study the skeleton, muscles, nerves, blood vessels, internal organs of the human being in detail, we can see that man crawled on his 4 limbs, keeping the body horizontal, just like the other vertebrates, and that his spinal column was originally designed as a beam like those of the 4-footed animals. That makes sense. As long as it was used as a beam, its structure was ideal. But at a certain stage of his evolution, man began to take an upright posture and to use his backbone as a pillar or a column. Because of the structural condition, this change of function causes many dynamic difficulties to the spine, and we become liable to many diseases. This makes so much sense. At the same time, this upright posture prevented the blood flow from stagnating to the brain, which was allowed to develop extraordinarily. This enabled man, the lord of creation, to build a brilliant civilization. Another helpful factor was the lower limbs alone had become the locomotive organ and had made the upper limbs available for higher cultural activities. Besides the problems caused by upright posture, the cultural life of mankind contains various unnatural restrictions which always menace the healthiness of our life. To correct disturbances in the body and mind and ensure good health is the purpose of the 6 rules of Nishi medicine. And, you know, it's difficult because when you think about it, we're all creatures of our environment. And in the U.S. here, and I'm speaking basically for, you know, the U.S., I mean, look at all the fast food places that there are and all the quick, get your food in 5 minutes, and it's so much junk is in the food. And, yes, they're trying to get better. They're introducing salads and low-fat and whatever. Mm. But look at the majority of it. And it's, and then what happens is we start to crave that stuff. You know, your body craves it. So his 6 rules of medicine: have a flat bed, solid pillow, the goldfish exercise. These are where you actually lie straight on your back and then bend your toes towards your body. There's certain things you did. And capillary exercise, where you're shaking your arms and your hands. There's a palm and sole joining exercise and dorsoventral exercise. So it's amazing. I definitely, Nishi system, you'd want to look it up on the web, and there's a lot of information about it. There's even recipes for food and different things. So I'm going to just read a list of what it says the daily maximums for health It's exciting because I tell you, I don't think I can say I'm in my 50s now, and I was always felt so super healthy, super, super healthy. Mm-hmm. And then I grieved for the past 2.5-3 years very, very bad, and gained weight and ate, you know, comfort food ate. And I can tell you that I'm feeling the effects of it. My body's hurting. I'm aching. I need to lose weight. You know, it's just my clear thinking is not as clear, and people are saying, oh, just that's because you're getting older. I really believe that it was the grief and the not taking care of myself the way I used to in the last 2-3 years. It doesn't seem to take long with our bodies before our body starts screaming at us saying, hey, help me. What are you doing? You know? So I'm going to start moving forward and trying the Nishi system. And I do like some of my sweets. So I have to.
I usually have a lot of energy.
Mm-hmm. There's no way I could do what I don't think I could get on the bus, get up at 4 a.m. and get on that bus like you're doing. You drove all over before, and then leave at 5 a.m, 6 a.m, whatever, and then not come back till 5 or 6 at night, and walking all the way up the hill to get to the bus and going back, and then doing your exercises and singing and go. You're amazing. You're absolutely. I mean, I would be tired after a couple hours. You know, you're amazing. So I'm just going to read. We've got about 9 minutes left, so I'm going to ask you to give some points.
By the way, I want to say that Nishi never told us not to go to a doctor.
Oh, right. It's important to go to a doctor.
It's important to see what's wrong with your body.
Yeah.
The doctor will be able to, you know, do the test. And
exactly.
You know, and then you come home, and if your Nishi system can help you do it, yeah?
These are so easy, to do. I mean, think about the drinking the three cups of water when you first wake up. Don't eat for a few hours.
Yeah.
Do, you know, the shaking your hands above your head and your legs.
Yeah.
These exercises, sleeping on, a harder bed. To taking the vitamin C and the, magnesium. I don't know about the cold shower.
Yeah,
I think that's going to be with it. But I'm going to read a couple things here real quick on. And I want to get parting words with you. I mean, what you want to say, really tell everybody before we go in a few minutes. But this says drink 30 grams of fresh unboiled water every 30 minutes. Well, that's not that. Okay. I constantly buy the big 24 bottles, and I always have water with me, even though now they're questioning whether something's leaching into the plastic.
Yeah, yeah.
The plastic is leaching. I mean, the plastic's leaching into the water. So, you know, there's... But it says, healthier those who simultaneously move their back and abdomen, drink water, and believe in getting better. Our thought process is huge, though, isn't it, Osama? We have to believe and watch our words.
Right.
Tells us in the Bible,
right?
The scriptures tell us, and as a man believes, so he is. And our words are powerful, right? So we want to say, I'm healthy. You know, when people say, I'm sick, I have this disease, I have that, tell them, that's not good. You know, don't you think, to say that?
Mm.
It's much better to be being positive. To expose the abdomen with sleeping at night, use the flat bed pillow and solid pillow. Do the capillary exercises. Replenish your vitamin C daily and take the persimmon leaf decoction, I guess. They also have in here, take in gomashio. I don't know what this is. Mixture of parched sesame seeds and salt, 6 grams for adult, 3 grams for a child, increased after perspiration, and to observe a one-day-long salt-free diet every 2 to 3 weeks. Well, so wouldn't it be too much salt at all? Do we need any salt, really, with the salt that's in our food?
No,
I don't know.
Not too much. Yeah.
No. It take edible seaweeds such as tangle, wakame. Oh my gosh, all kinds of. This is really neat. Kijiki. Take in rice bran, which may be lightly parched. To take a, so there's some other food, there's some other recipes they have in here. Eat raw vegetables comprised of more than 3 different kinds daily. If somebody's a patient, they have to have 5 kinds.
Mm.
Establish the custom of 2 meals a day, lunch and dinner. Take the hot, cold bath, and suggest occasionally nutritious exercise and shortages. Wow, this is really so much information to digest.
Yeah.
And, I just tell you, it's wonderful, and I'm so proud and honored to have you here today to go over this with us. And I mean, Osamu, you're probably going to be 120. You're going to outlive me, I'm telling you. So I have to, just amazing. So what else would you like to tell us about your life, about the Nishi system? Because you are a walking legend in what you do.
No,
you are. You've been. You've helped so many people here. You serve constantly. We didn't even touch on what you do as a, how you serve here in Hawaii. And you, it's. What do you want to tell
people?
Well,
it's been a pleasure. Yeah, I really, I'm thankful to you for introducing this to so many people, to your listeners. Yeah, to me, the country needs this. Yeah,
yeah.
Because the medication, I mean, the medical cost is going skyrocketing. People are going bankrupt. They can't afford it in old age to be paying for the expensive care homes and, yeah.
Yeah.
So I think it's so important for the country.
I agree.
To undo. I don't know why the president or whoever in the country, you know, doesn't look into this kind of thing to bring the health costs and making the people healthier. The country, the people are getting fatter, obese, and yeah. It's really, for a country our size and wealth, it's unfortunate that we are in such a bad,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, we really are.
Yeah.
And I think the stress has gotten out of hand because everybody's trying to do 20 things now at the same time, right? We have the internet, which is a blessing and a disgust.
Yeah.
It's a plus and a minus. And then the stress, and then many people, when they stress, they either maybe go, instead of exercising and trying to meditate and relax, go eat some food because it makes them feel better. Go get a glass of wine or beer, to make them feel better.
Right.
Or maybe they take pills, and a lot of people are hurting because back injuries are major. And so they take the medicines, So I hear what you're saying. It's just, it's getting out of hand, and we need to get back to basics.
Because I've been paying Medicare way back for, for how many years, but I never used it before until I was 80.
Wow.
That's the first time I went to a doctor.
Oh,
I didn't know what doctor to go to.
That's amazing.
So, it's the country needs this,
Yes.
Really badly.
Badly.
Yeah.
And anybody listening, pass it on to your friends and your family.
Yeah.
And this is basics. This is not hard stuff to do. Nobody has to go out and spend a bunch of money to do this either.
Yeah.
We certainly aren't selling, you to go buy any products or anything like that. This is all things that you can do right with what you have. And it's been a pleasure.
Yeah.
So I hope we can have you back on the show many more times because we could actually do a whole workshop on this. And I'll tell you, it's really hard to teach an old dog new tricks, as far as people listening.
Yeah.
It's very hard to make those changes, because we have things that happen that, just throw us into tizzies. And I guess it's never too late to start either, right?
Right.
So it's we'll have to have you back. And anybody have any questions, you can always email, us at contact@realityuniversal.com or email radio@realityuniversal.com. We'll get you information. And again, today when we were talking about the Nishi system with Osamu Murata, the Nishi system is NISHI. System, and you can Google it. Thank God for search engines, right? And we hope you get started on having more peace in your life and a better system for eating and exercise. And I can't believe how straight your back is. It's just amazing. Just totally. So thank you. And we look forward to
having you. Thank you, Natalie, for inviting me to express my opinion about health and really. I want to somehow share, this with the people, as many people. And this was a wonderful opportunity to share that,
we'll
to
keep
the
on
people.
Doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love it. So we'll talk to you soon. It's and to everybody out there, I wish you peace.
Thank you for joining us on Realty Universal Radio. Our hope is that you are enlightened, encouraged, and mobilized to be an agent of change. Realty Universal is on Facebook. Join us there. Follow us also on Twitter @RealtyUniversal. And for more information, you can go to RealtyUniversal.com. Make it a great day.
wondering in the beginning, it's okay, because in the beginning, I don't think we could hear you because we had that off, but then I went to a break, so it'll be okay. We'll just have a couple minutes of us. Thank you. Wasn't that fun? We could do that anytime. And you know what, Osamu?
What?